Let's bow before Yahweh's throne of grace. Our loving and gracious Heavenly Father, Yahweh, we're so very thankful to you for your Sabbath and for the rest that we're able to get after long and difficult weeks, Father Yahweh. And we're grateful to be together with our families and with our brethren as we worship you and as we learn from the Word, as we sing songs of praises to your name. Father, we don't know how much time we have before Yahshua should return, but all the signs appear imminent that his return is near, Father. So we pray that you would help us to strengthen our resolve in these days to remain firm and committed to you, Father. And as we get together every time that we're able to do so, we do so gratefully, knowing that it will not always be that way, Father. We won't always have that opportunity. It won't go on forever. But in the meantime, as we can, we're very grateful to you for that opportunity, and we pray that you help us to make the most of every time that we get together so that we may rejoice and sing and praise your holy name, Father, in peace and safety. As we go into the Word now, Father, to see what it teaches about the various things that we need to do in order to prepare our minds and hearts, we pray, Father, that your Holy Spirit may guide us in all understanding and that our minds may be attentive to your Word, and that more importantly, that we may put these things into practice in our daily living, Father. Thank you for all of your many blessings. In Yahshua's name we thank you and pray. Hallelujah. Everyone may be seated. For an introductory passage, I'd like us to turn to Psalm 15. Psalm 15. O Yahweh, who may abide in your tent? Who may dwell on your holy hill? He who walks with integrity and works righteousness and speaks truth in his heart. He does not slander with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor takes up a reproach against his friend, in whose eyes a reprobate is despised, but who honors those who fear Yahweh. He swears to his own hurt and does not change. He does not put out his money at interest, nor does he take a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things will never be shaken. Truly, Psalm 15 is a psalm of commitment, brothers and sisters. I'd like to ask you a very simple question this morning, or I guess this afternoon at this time. And that question is this: what does commitment mean to you? What does commitment mean to you? Quite simply, that is the title of my message today. What does commitment mean to you? I have a very direct message for my listeners today. My friends, it is a strong message and to the point, but I feel that it is absolutely necessary. In fact, our lives and our greater good depends on our attitudes concerning the things of which I will speak today. Commitment is a word that in many ways is outdated today, at least in our present society. Keeping one's word is not fashionable anymore. It is something that is held to be cheap, or at least of very little importance. You know, in generations gone by, a man's word was his bond. You ever heard that expression? My word is my bond? In generations past, it seems that that meant something. Doesn't mean that much today. Now, everything must be done in writing. And even worse, it must be done in the presence of attorneys or witnesses, or at least be executed with some kind of legal document or proceeding in order for it to count, so to speak. And even then, watch out to see if it counts or not. Now, that's not to say that in all of history, and even in biblical times, that there was not some form of legal proceedings or official business. Clearly, there are many examples that we can point to in the scriptures. But it seems today that even the simplest things that should require only simple common sense no longer carry weight with people. Simple civilities and courtesies that our parents, our grandparents, and great-grandparents once took for granted are now non-existent virtually, or at least rare. Let me give you a few examples of what I am talking about in the real world so that you can see what I mean when I say that common sense things are now questioned, maligned, or even spit upon by a society that sees only in materialistic and selfish ways without regard to others around them.